without warning, he moves the mountains, overturning them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place, and its foundations tremble. He alone spreads out the heavens and marches on the waves of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the southern sky. He performs countless miracles, great things too marvelous to understand.
The desire for comfort presents itself as a soft-hearted friend. Only later do we find it has become all-consuming.
Lord, help us keep our antennae up, to be in tune with you concerning the things that we are doing, lest we be lured from our calling by wild and worthless things.
Those who drift on light and airy winds make ease their closest companion, but where your spirit holds sway, we must learn another way. Let's ask ourselves this leading question: what are we doing today that is of eternal worth?
The process of becoming a master of the seas requires years of faithful sailing. Don't wonder that I test your call to see if you will succumb to easier winds. The higher way requires allowing the Commander-in-Chief to reef your sails as many times as he needs to do.
Even in the midst of stormy seas, pay attention to the smaller things, as my spirit directs your life and bears your vessel where he will.
In bygone times, soldiers knew how important were their shields. It's not so different in the spiritual realm. To fulfill our destiny, we need an active wall of gallant friends and noble warriors. Round up this precious resource, and you will have the joy and the reward of seeing what your prayerful sighs have brought to birth.